This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're just happy to be back with you folks. We may have some of you have not heard the Old Trailblazer before. We're just an old sinner saved by grace, and Lord, give us grace to come here on this little broadcast called the Old Trailblazer. And if you're hearing us for the first time or two, pick up the phone and call us. Let us know that you're listening, and go there and look on our website, radiomissions.org, and you can see much about the Old Trailblazer. We bring you these studies. We have been on demon possession, or the general theme. We looked at the reality of demons, Satan and his kingdom, Satan and his reign, the grand aim of Satan, baptism with the Holy Spirit, baptism with a demon spirit. And at this time, we're looking at Satan, the old trickster. That's what we're looking at. Satan, the old trickster. We've been there a message or two. I want to go back and run back over a couple of things. We found there several portions of Scripture about Satan, the old trickster. Look there. In Ephesians 6:11, we saw, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." I like word study, don't you? See what that word, wiles? Oh, my friend, listen. Then in 2 Corinthians 2:11, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Here we have devices. Now, in 1 Timothy 3, "Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." Oh, Satan. I've heard different pastors in my lifetime say, "Oh, Satan has a snare for every one of us." You know, he knows. He knows what you are prone to. He knows those things. And we have so much now on the market today with the internet and all of those things, that Satan uses those tools to snare our young people with all the pornography and all of the graphics and the nudeness and all those things. Then on the television and on the billboards. And then I can't even imagine what's on those movies that they rent out. Those XXXX movies. Folks go there, flock there like hogs after slop, and rent those things and let their children see them and listen to them. And then we find over there in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Oh, that cunning craftiness, my friend. And then in 2 Peter we find we have not followed cunningly devised fables. But listen, all of those things are tricks of Satan. All of those things. And we're just bringing you simple, plain, simple. The Old Trailblazer don't know how to be anything but plain and simple. That's what I am, brother. Brother, there's no neutral ground with the gospel. The gospel is offensive. I've mentioned that many, many times in the Old Trailblazer broadcast. The gospel is offensive. Folks tell me, said, "You offend me. You offend me." Well, I offend them with the gospel. I do. Folks write me, email me, say, "You've been on my toes all this week, Trailblazer, but I needed it." You know, we need to be jerked back into reality, don't we? You know, we get to going along, thinking everything is fine. But, oh, my friend, when the gospel, the message goes home to your heart like a barbed arrow. You ask me, what is a barbed arrow, Trailblazer? Many of our folks now, we've come so far away from the old time living, old country living like the Old Trailblazer did. A barbed arrow, even like the barbed wire back when we were fencing property, it has a barb on it that when it goes in, it can't be pulled back out. No, but when the gospel, just like a barbed arrow, it goes into your flesh, goes into your heart, you can't pull it out. I've known folks that lingered and lingered around for years, fighting the gospel, wouldn't have the gospel, but all the time they knew underneath it all that the Lord had pricked their heart. That's right. They were pricked in their heart, just like that same statement. But listen, there's no neutral ground with the gospel. And listen, Apostle Paul said, "We preach Christ crucified, unto the unsaved religionists a stumbling block, and to the intellectuals foolishness." Oh, my friend, you know it's a blessing to be a plain, simple man. That's what the Old Trailblazer is. I'm just a simpleton. I just believe God's word. I take God's word. I read where it says, "There are none righteous, no, not one." I don't argue with that. I know that's God's word. Then it says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that to judgment. I take no offense at that. That's God's word. And then I read over there, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Have your old things passed away, my friend? I often tell you that the old yellow dog in the backyard will know when you get saved. You say, how so? Well, being born and raised in the country, and my folks, my dad liked that, a dog getting his way, just give him a kick in the tail with his toe of his boot. But no more. If the Lord saves you, none of that happens again. No, my friend. And old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. I told you that story about the old man out there in the old west somewhere. And I like to read the old western stories, don't you? I like to read the Louis L'Amour and the Zane Grey and the Dusty Rhodes. I read those stories for relaxation. I know it's fictional. I know that. But I like to read of the description of those canyons and all of those things out there. And I can sit and do that for a long time. Sometimes I have to stir myself to leave it alone. But this old rancher out there somewhere in West Texas, he was an old drunkard. Just an old drunkard. And every Saturday come into town. Tie his horse in front of the saloon, go get drunk. Go get drunk in a Cooter Brown. And somebody'd have to put him on his old horse that late that evening or maybe after dark. The old horse would go on back home. But the Lord got a hold of that old man. Someone brought a tent revival into that little town. Some faithful and true pastor. This is a true story, I'm telling you. And the Lord got a hold to him. You say, how so? I don't know. Providence. Do you ever think about the providence of God? I don't know how I come to hear the truth except the providence of God. The Lord had me in the right place at the right time. The pastor was there with the message, and I heard it. But this old rancher heard it too. And the Lord got a hold to him, began to stir his heart, and saved him. And everybody in town knew old Joe. He was an old cuss, had been drinking, carousing there for years. But the Lord saved that old cuss. So the next Saturday, all of them, a bunch of his rowdy friends, watching for him. Old Joe will be here after a while. We're going to see if he got religion or not. We're going to see. After a while, it's over there across the street at the corner store, standing in the shade. And here come old Joe, old horse, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. He went right on past the saloon. He kept going, just went right on past the saloon. Went down to the general store. Got him a little groceries. Mama had made him a list out, and he got them. Put them across his saddlebag. Went on back home. They was disappointed. They thought surely it was just a farce. But no, old things are passed away, and all things have become new. But my friend, listen, I've seen men and women come under the ministry here, keep stumbling, and just couldn't accept God's grace, leave here in a rage. Why? Because they're not willing to come clean and come clear with the Lord. We had a man who would get up in the middle of the service. Pastor Shelton would make a statement.